Let's look now at a city of legend and diversity in East Africa, Nairobi, a metropolis of fear right now.
I'm very worried, and we feel very insecure because I've gone to places like the supermarkets. Nakumat is all closed. I went even to a bank, and I couldn't get money. It's closed.
Terrified Nairobi resident Jemima Ndiza, a resident speaking to China Central Television. What is symbolic about Nairobi, and what in its proud history would attract the likes of al-Shabaab? Mwangi Skamenyi is a senior fellow and director of the Africa Growth Initiative at the Brookings Institution, currently serves as advisory board member of the School of Economics at the University of Nairobi. Mwangi Skamenyi, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Why is Nairobi such a symbol? Is it like New York, like Beirut, like Paris and London in Europe?
I think Nairobi, when you think about the East African coast, actually East and Central Africa, when you look at South Africa all the way to Cairo, I think Nairobi, or at least Kenya, Nairobi is the most important city in that region. So the East African region, the Horn of Africa, is a very diverse city. It's an international city, a modern city, but also with different types of neighborhoods, different types of people. So it's a very unique city and an important center. It's the most. It's a commercial center also. So it's a very important city for the region.
With a huge United Nations installation, with a large CIA installation, we understand, with the big commercial sector.
I don't know
sector.
About the CIA.
Right.
I know about the UN. We have a large international business centers. I mean, there are a lot of companies that are headquartered in Nairobi, and you have a lot of also regional companies that are also headquartered there. So in terms of both international activities, there are so many international organizations and also businesses. Nairobi is quite is probably the most. I think it's after Johannesburg. It's is the other important city within the East African that part of the continent.
How demoralizing and heartbreaking is an attack like this, since it seems to go after every sector of the society in some way?
This is a very sad situation for the country, particularly because Kenya has been a very good host. It's hosted a lot of people. It's the country that you get a lot of refugees coming to. It hosts a lot of the Somali refugees from the long, unstable period. So the Kenyans do feel demoralized that they are paying a very high price for being good hosts. But they have also recovered. They have faced a lot of this type of incidents now and then. But Kenyans are also, it also brings them together. They work together. So they are demoralized, but they will also come even stronger.
What is the chance that this inflames anger, ethnic, inter-ethnic anger between the people of Kenya and other people in East Africa, across the border in Somalia, in Ethiopia, and Eritrea?
Well, I would hope that it doesn't happen. I think Kenyans do realize that it's true that you may have some of these militant groups, some of them coming from Somalia. But we also have a very large Somali population that's Kenyan and is peaceful. And I don't expect that they would react irrationally attacking other people. I would expect that Kenyans are going to realize that this is a few elements, and there is not something to be generalized, and they are not going to retaliate against innocent people, because it will be like the same people who attacked innocent people at the mall.
It's a small world, and raising arms harms everyone in the community. Mwangi Skamenyi is a senior fellow and director of the Africa Growth Initiative at the Brookings Institution. He currently serves as an advisory board member of the School of Economics at the University of Nairobi. Knows the city very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.